Hi everyone, I'm Gary Lewis and welcome to the Geo Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what has been happening in Iceland over the last few years and why it's important for plate tectonics. Geologically, the country we know as Iceland is a bit of a geologic anomaly. In this one location, we have two geological phenomena coming together to create the island. The first feature relates to plate tectonics. Iceland sits on a divergent plate boundary. That is a boundary where two large continental plates are moving apart from each other. As the plates move apart from each other, the crust becomes thinned, and then molten material from the upper mantle, lower crust, gets injected into the system. Sometimes that material reaches the surface and forms an eruption. Typically on our planet, these type of plate boundaries are forming in ocean basins, and in fact, they are creating new ocean floor as the eruptions take place and the plates move apart. In the oceans, we see these as being mid-ocean ridges, which are long linear features of expanded igneous rocks that rise up from the seafloor and occasionally erupt along their center line. But in Iceland, we have a divergent plate boundary above sea level, which enables us to get in close and personal and study the processes and what is happening. We owe the fact that this divergent plate boundary is above sea level to another geological phenomenon that takes place under Iceland, and that is a mantle plume, or more commonly known as a hotspot. Hotspots are places on the Earth where large amounts of heat are being ferried from the lower mantle outer core all the way up to the surface of the planet, where they burn holes through the overlying crust material, forming volcanoes and volcanic chains. Two famous examples of hotspot locations are Yellowstone in the United States and the island chain we know as Hawaii. There are dozens of these hotspot locations around the planet, and it doesn't matter what plate material is above it, they burn their way through. So the hotspot is not related to plate tectonics, but in the case of Iceland, the hotspot has created enough heat and brought enough material up to the surface that there the divergent plate boundary is exposed above sea level. So we can divide the volcanic activity that takes place on Iceland into two major camps. That volcanic activity that's related to the hotspot and that volcanic activity that's related to the two plates moving apart from each other. So over the last 3 years, we have seen activity on the plate boundary section of the volcanoes of Iceland. And prior to this, we hadn't seen volcanic activity, i.e. an eruption, for around about 900 years. But remember, 900 years in geologic time is just a blink of the eye. The divergent plate boundary enters Iceland on its southwest peninsula, cuts across the center of the country, and leaves in the northeast of the island. All the activity in the last 3 years has taken place in the southwest of the country, very close to a town called Grindavik. So we can divide the activity into three phases. The first phase is the starting and continuing of an earthquake swarm. Earthquakes take place when rocks move or grind past each other. So as the plates are pulling apart from each other and magma is intruded into that area of Iceland, it creates many, many, many earthquakes. Some days, hundreds and hundreds of earthquakes. Most of these earthquakes are small and may only be measured by instruments, but some of them can be large enough to shake not only Grindavik, but even the capital of Iceland, Reykjavik, which is many tens of kilometers away. The second phase is the ground being uplifted as magma, molten rock underground, is being injected into the system. and so we can measure ground inflation as the ground rises, and then as magma moves from one area to another, the ground subsides. If you add the earthquakes and the ground subsiding, forming large cracks, put those things together, and it can be really devastating for infrastructure. The entire town of Grindavik was evacuated because of the earthquakes causing damage and large fractures opening through the town. And in fact, a whole block of ground running through the town of Grindavik subsided. The final phase of the activity is when the magma actually reaches the surface and an eruption takes place. These eruptions start as a fissure, so the ground opens up over a long distance, sometimes a kilometre or more, where molten rock is extruded from underground, often forming fire fountains along the entire fissure. Over a fairly short period of time, a day or so, we find that the fissure has a tendency to close over, and the eruption may take place just in one or two locations along that fissure, forming a large spatter rampart or even a cone. Lava flowing from the fissure or these intense locations can cover many square kilometres. This eruption phase only seems to last a couple of weeks. Then the whole process seems to start up again a few months later in a slightly different location, but at the same boundary point. Fortunately, the first couple of these events took place away from any infrastructure, away from any towns. However, the recent event took place right close to the town of Grindavik, and lava actually poured into a section of the town, destroying some homes. Icelandic scientists have been predicting that this phase of activity is going to continue on the mid-ocean ridge in that part of Iceland for many years to come. I have to say that as a person that visits Iceland every year, this activity has given me wonder about how our planet operates, but at the same time, a vast amount of heartache for the people that live in Grindavik. So that's it for this episode, and I hope that I've been able to give you a basic understanding of what is happening at the moment in Iceland. But if you're interested in other aspects of earth science, come check us out at geoetc.com. That's geoetc.com, where you can find not only information, classroom activities, podcasts, videos, but we also run trips to volcanoes around the world, and you might want to even join me on one of the trips that we run to Iceland each year. Come check us out, but until then, keep on rocking.